This is Central Illinois Business. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Ruggieri. And here in the studio with me today, Jason Hertenstein and Govind Kabra. And they have a little company called Kazoodle. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, glad you guys are with. Well, I bumped into you guys at your booth over at the TexMix, several weeks ago. Was very fascinated by it and kind of was seeking you out to come in and tell everybody on our listeners on the show what all it is you're doing. It's a very interesting search engine that I think whose time has come. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it. What does Kazoodle do?
So Kazoodle is a startup that originated from University of Illinois.
Okay.
And we started from a research team in computer science department where we were trying to understand how to manage internet data. Okay. So you have all these websites coming up and we are going to internet for many of our daily life needs.
Yes.
And we use search engines all the time. So we were trying to imagine how to make the search better on the web.
Sure.
So oftentimes
a better search engine.
A better search engine on the web. Uh-huh. So today when you go on Google, for example, you type in keywords and then you get results,
of course,
web pages back. And then suppose, but then that works very well for many of your needs. And so it's a remarkable algorithm to bring the right pages up. However, what happens is in many situations, you're not looking for one page is not enough for serving your information. You need to go to many different sources. Mm-hmm. For example, you were looking to buy real estate properties, mm-hmm. or you were trying to buy a product online, mm-hmm. or you were searching for jobs, or you were looking to rent an apartment.
So there are all these diverse points of information that you would want to try to connect with.
Right. So there are silos of information on the web, and what current search engines are good at is bringing up the list of relevant silos for you. What they cannot do is they cannot connect that. And so people have to go through an inefficient process of visiting each of these pages, use paper and pencil to note down that this is what I like, and mm-hmm. this is the same thing that I like actually is available in another website for a cheaper price. So a lot of manual post-processing and time-consuming effort.
Right, right. So what was your inspiration then tell us exactly what Kazoodle, because that's more of an application of your theories, right?
Correct.
Yes. Correct.
And, all right. Tell us what the application is.
Well, basically, I mean, the problem comes in, like Govind was alluding to, is that when you're, for example, with us, you're looking for an apartment.
Right.
And the old school method for anybody that's, well, the very first method that was out there is that you drive around.
Yeah. In the old days, right.
You drive around. Write down phone numbers.
Look for signs.
Right. Look for rent signs, apartment available signs. Obviously, you see those all over the place in Champaign-Urbana.
Right.
And also, you know, there's these scrolling through newspaper classifieds.
Yep.
There's picking up the trade mags that have all the listings
for rent magazine.
Correct. Or right. Apartment Finder, things right. of that sort. And then, obviously, as we got more tech savvy as a culture, you go online. And you type in apartments, Champaign, and you get a plethora of websites. Obviously, them ranking by how many people go to each site. So obviously, that first one is going to be more popular. So you'll check that one out first. Then you go to the next one. Then you go to the next one. Then you go to the next one. What we've done is that we have taken that pain of scrolling through all those pages, driving all around town, looking at where your office is compared to where you want to live, things of that sort. And we've pared it down to one very user-friendly website by utilizing the and Govind will go into that a little bit more, but basically utilizing our technologies to make this application very easy, very user-friendly, and bringing it to the end user so they can, like I said, find these apartments with a lot more ease.
So Kazoodle is a search engine application specifically for people who are looking to find a place to live, who want to rent.
For now,
anyway, right. That's your first application of the theory or of the science that you've developed.
That's the apartment search engine is our okay. first love.
All right. Now, tell us why Kazoodle is better than anything of the other things you mentioned.
That's because of the way the technology works.
Mm-hmm.
So So the difference is that so there are two sides of the story. You would either go to general search engines where you find many web pages and then go to
just
each
like
of them.
Google or something,
right? So you type in google.com, say apartments in Palo Alto.
Right.
And it pops up a list of websites. And then you go to each of these websites. So that's some manual work you are doing for each website.
Right.
And you cannot check out all the choices.
No, there's tons of them.
And alternatively, you could go to apartment search engines. There are apartment search engines out there today also, such as Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, Craigslist, sure.
People use that a lot, especially in bigger cities like Bay Area or in New York. Craigslist is very popular.
Very popular.
And the reason for that is because that website has a good set of listings. And people can find many listings by going to only one place.
Right.
And then there are other search engines like rent.com or apartments.com, where landlords would pay monthly fees, say $200, $100 a month to rent each of the property. Mm-hmm. So
like a classified.
Classified ads or newspaper classified ads. So the model so far is that people have to advertise. People have to manually go and post ads on a single destination where users could come and search for rental properties.
Right.
What Kazoodle does is Kazoodle takes this search approach, very much like Google, but go beyond just finding pages. You can find directly apartments. So we have a data center of lots of machines here in Champaign-Urbana, and we crawl all of these different websites. When we visit a page, we also try to identify what is the apartment address here. How much is the rent? What is the price? What is the bedroom? What is bathroom? What amenities are available?
Wow.
And then our search engine is more intelligent. So using this intelligent crawling, we could collect and integrate apartment listings from thousands of sources.
Wow.
So compared to some of the current search engines that you are using, you're not limited to few ads submitted by, say, landlords.
Well, how does that work? Where are the revenues generated for your business site? If there's no ads, I guess is where I'm going with that.
Well, there's no ads yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With us being a, like I said, a early startup company, our business model at this point is one where we want to be the place where people go for apartments. And obviously, we want as many people to check that out as possible, to utilize our services. And like Govind was starting to get to, our results are far superior to what you can find anywhere else because we are using this crawling data grabbing technology.
Wow.
For example, in Chicago, the city of Chicago itself, and we have just for the city, not counting the suburbs, not counting the outlying cities, we have on any given day no less than 10,000 apartments available.
Wow. Now, is this across the whole country?
Yes, we are nationwide with our search. And we go from towns that have populations of 600 all the way to, you know, obviously New York, L.A.,
sure.
Chicago.
Sure.
But it is in the U.S. And like I said, we're extremely proud of that and proud of the results that we get. And that's why when I say, like, when I try to highlight the fact that we have 10,000 apartments available in Chicago, in Champaign, it's about 1,000. Champaign-Urbana collectively, it's about 1,000 apartments. If you go to individual sites, you're going to see 5, 6, 13, that kind of
thing.
And we put that data, I mean, I try to keep up on that data on a daily basis, just so if anybody ever does call and ask, or, you know, I can give them solid data. So eventually we are going to get to the point where we are going to have advertising on there.
Okay.
Now, that's part of the thing that we're going to hash out because we do want to keep it to have the ability that we are going to have as many apartments as possible. Mm-hmm. So the advertising more than likely is going to focus on people with relocation advertising companies.
Yeah,
such
not
as,
necessarily the landlords.
Exactly, like moving companies,
right.
Things of that sort.
Right, right. Oh, that makes sense.
Right, or, you know, better yet, even cable companies, you know, that right. You need to get hooked up as soon as you're in that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So how long has Kazoodle been in operation?
So technically, we have been in existence for several years now because the roots lie in university research, which has been going on for years. So this intelligent crawling technology is something that we developed at university.
Wow.
And for a couple of years, we were actually consulting with some of the companies in this different domains. And at some point, we found that there is a lot of industry attention for this because this is a technology that can really revolutionize the way we search.
Wow.
And we decided to start this company to put this technology in use and really build end user applications.
Wow.
And in 2006 we formally founded the company, and we were brainstorming what applications to develop. And many of us in the core founding team are students, and we were finding this apartment searching as a real pain. So apartment domain actually came out of our own experience when we were coming
great.
Into Champagne.
I love it. Yeah,
we were coming into Champagne, or when some of our friends are graduating and moving away to Florida or Chicago or New York or Seattle.
It's a real problem.
It's a real problem. So
if you can invent a better mousetrap.
Yes.
You know.
And then when we talk to our friends, and then they have to really, even after all this technology, the best way they have is ask friends for recommendation. Where are you living? Let me try if there is an apartment available there. Or let's just drive around my workplace.
Right.
A few blocks around it to look for rent sign. And it's very frustrating today because no single place has organically collected all of this. Information is available on the web. It's available on landlord site. It's available on classified ad sites, user forums.
Sure, it's out there.
It's out there, but there is no technology today to aggregate it all in a collective way. There is... Search in general search engines, but they could only go up to finding web pages.
Right.
They cannot,
drill down beyond that.
Exactly. On Google, you cannot go and say, I want apartments within 2 miles of Palo Alto, 2-bedroom, rent less than 1500. You cannot post that query on Google.
Wow.
Because Google simply indexes keywords, even though it has all these pages. Every page that we have in our database, Google perhaps also has.
Right.
But we have more semantic understanding of the data.
Wow, that's fantastic. And is this proprietary, this technology? Do you own it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Sorry.
Well, yeah. There's just 10, all kinds of applications for this.
Correct. And that is something that I was going to have Govind dive into a little bit later. But, I mean, there are several domains out there that this is a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, shopping.
Yeah.
Or finding what to do this weekend, event searching. There's also, obviously, finding used cars. And
well, just finding anything.
Finding jobs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like website? Overstock.com or something?
Right.
And I was trying to find, like, an oriental rug, throw rug or something. I mean, I had to go through all kinds. You know, and I just said, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just said, forget it. I just stopped using it.
And
if I'd have been able to say, I want an oriental rug between, you know, say a 6x9 between $500 and $1,500 or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Boy, yes. That would be powerful.
And some of the applications that we're looking into, obviously with the shopping search, with us being, you know, obviously tech people over there at the university, we're looking at laptops. We're looking at, we're going to first start with gadgets.
Yeah.
You know, fun gadgets. And currently we have it set up so we can look at laptops.
Uh-huh.
And that's the first thing that we're looking at.
Cool.
And the way that it works, I mean, obviously the same method, crawling throughout the entire internet, trying to find everybody that's selling a particular laptop, and then ranking that from lowest to highest price, and also having information whether it's in stock, things of that sort.
Wow.
So it could just make it a lot easier as opposed to scrolling through page after page after page, which is obviously our main goal, is to have nice one-stop websites where people can find all that information without having to scroll.
It just goes to show you, because, you know, when the Google thing, you know, I mean, we've had the internet for, I don't know, whatever, so, you know, a couple of decades now, but the last 10 years, in the last 5 years, I mean, it's just exponential growth. And just when I think, well, they can't come up with anything else. I mean, that Google, that's pretty cool. You guys come up with something like this that just makes it look like old technology.
Right.
That is amazing.
Yes. The way the innovation has been happening in web is very, very rapid.
Yeah.
So imagine in 95, you were actually talking to your neighbor asking what music player to buy, what television to buy. You don't do that anymore. Right. You go online and there are tons of reviews available.
From real people who actually bought that product? Exactly. Liked it, didn't like it, whatever.
You can make an immediate decision based on people's comment. You can go to YouTube, open a video of what that product actually looks like. Yeah. You can go to Yelp and find out how what do people find like about that restaurant. So web has enabled us to collect all this information.
Yeah.
And what we are trying to do is we are trying to make a creative process so that accessing this information is more efficient.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. Well, we've got just about 2 minutes left. What would you say in the last little while that we have to our listeners out there if they're interested in connecting with you or connecting with Kazoodle?
Well, it's pretty easy. Just go ahead and type in www.kazoodle.com, kazoodle.com, and you'll see our homepage, and you can select whether you want to search for an apartment, look at events, look at shopping, but obviously apartments is the one that is the most complete and the most beneficial, but people in CU can utilize the event search now.
Fantastic. And the last thing I'd like to say is, would you guys come back in 6 months and tell me how you're doing?
Of course.
Fantastic.
Definitely. We have very interesting plans lined up for this summer. So we just went last week to San Francisco. There was a technology conference called Web 2.0 to launch our apartment search. And we got very rave reviews.
Oh, that's great.
And coming down in summer, we are actually going to release some very innovative features for our apartment searching.
Well, put me on your email list. And if you send out any, updates or press releases, because I'm very interested. And I'm going to make a note to reach out to you in 6 months and have you back on the show.
Definitely, definitely. I think we have some very interesting product plans lined up, and we are very excited about this technology.
I want to hear more about it. I can see the potential here. It's, if you even scratch the surface of 10% of what you can do, it's going to be big. And I hope you just remember to stay here and employ people here in Champaign-Urbana. Keep your roots. We're talking with Jason Hertenstein and Govind Kabra. They have a company called Kazoodle that might just revolutionize the way you search the web. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot for having us.
You bet.